USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new school year has begun today at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where one of the worst school massacres in American history happened last February. And the school superintendent says students are returning to a much safer school that's undergone a lot of changes over summer vacation.
We've added additional surveillance cameras to Stoneman Douglas. We have put in new intercom systems.
But Broward County School Super Robert Runcy says they have some questions about adding metal detectors, which they're afraid could lead to pat-downs, which they're afraid could lead to lawsuits. Closing arguments underway at this hour in Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud trial. The former Trump campaign manager resting his case yesterday without calling any witnesses. The jury expected to get the case later today. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
A national EpiPen shortage is unresolved as kids are heading back to school, an issue that affects nearly 6 million kids, or two in every classroom on average. A recent food allergy and research education survey shows 8 out of 10 people said they couldn't fill their prescriptions for the life-saving epinephrine recently. Authorities in Italy say the death toll from the Italian highway bridge collapse yesterday has reached 39 and could still go higher. The chief of police in Genoa says they're still looking to identify the victims.
The most is Italians and some European victims, but we don't know exactly the nationality.
That is heard on NBC News. Over 30 vehicles plunging about 160 feet when a large portion of that 60-year-old bridge gave way without warning yesterday. And a record wet summer in the nation's northeast continues. Flash flood warnings in effect again across New York, New Jersey, and most of Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
They're mourning the death of a Utah firefighter who died while battling the largest wildfire in California history. Draper, Utah Fire Chief Dan Peterson, expressing sadness felt by many at news of the death of Battalion Chief Matthew Burchett.
We are truly missing a great man who's given his life to the communities that he took an oath to serve.
Burchett died while battling the Mendocino Complex fire in California. Five other firefighters have died battling the California fires. Some economic reports out today, one showing retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts expected. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 1/10 retail analysts had forecast. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs better than analysts expected. Productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest in 3 years. And the Emperor of Japan's deeply remorseful for his nation's actions before and during World War II, Emperor Akihito, speaking today at an annual ceremony marking Japan's surrender in 1945. It had waged war on China, Korea, the Philippines, and other Asian nations in the name of Akihito's father, the late Emperor Hirohito. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying today that Japan must never repeat the horrors of war. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.
The weather for today, it is sunny with a high near 90. There's going to be some patchy fog tonight. Otherwise, will be partly cloudy with a low of 58. Thursday will be partly foggy in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 92. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening with a low of 71. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And Friday night, showers likely. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 88. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. And it is currently 83.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am a licensed professional counselor. That means I have my master's in counseling and I'm also nationally certified. And I have a small practice here in Flemington. So, as you can see, I have two guests. I know this never happens. This is like, you know, a shocker. And I really want to welcome you both. I have Whitney Curry and Robin White, and they are both from Quenyon
Associates,
which is a counseling practice right down the street, sort of the opposite end of the main street here in Flemington. Mm-hmm. So welcome both of you.
Thank you, Ruth, that
you're here. And this is your first time on doing anything
like
this?
Yes, it is. We're excited.
Yeah, good. I'm so glad. So one of the goals that I have in doing Counselor's Chat, which I mentioned before we came on, was to promote good mental health, to promote, you know, sort of like removing the stigma, because so many people don't like the idea. They're struggling in their lives, but they don't want to think they have a problem. And that's really sad because mm-hmm. it's sort of the low thing on the totem pole, you know, even insurance-wise, it's like the low thing on the totem pole, and I believe it needs to be the top thing.
Absolutely.
And we have so many issues in this country around mental health, from addictions, depression, anxiety, broken relationships.
PTSD,
and you know, I was looking at your brochure. It looks like you guys do a little bit of everything, including groups. So what I want you to do is tell me about what you do and about Quenyon and Associates.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Sure.
So this actually is one of five locations. We are actually in Ewing, in West Orange, and also the newest is in Phillipsburg. And our CEO, Dr. Cassell, he has a fabulous heart, just very much into caring and filling in the gaps and addressing the need in all the different counties that we serve. So we're very blessed to be in this county and being able to help those in Hunterdon and in Somerset. We do service both of those areas when it comes to our transportation, which I can talk about later. So what we do at Kuan Yin is the intensive outpatient therapy, mainly for children and adolescents, kind of the whole notion that the things that happen in life start at childhood, and then as you grow older, has an effect, whether it's positive or negatively, as an adult. So we try to target and address those things early in life before they kind of have a more negative effect in adulthood. We do see adults as well. We do see children as young as three, but we go throughout the whole lifespan. So we kind of see everybody. And like you said, we do address many different mental health issues, from bipolar disorder to depression, anxiety. For children, it's very much like ADHD, ODD, a lot of defiant behaviors.
Okay.
We see those who have experienced any types of trauma. We'll help with domestic violence, some substance abuse as well. Our groups are for all ages, children, adolescents, and adults. We have self-esteem groups, especially for our girls who are struggling with self-image, with self-esteem. We have a life skills group that it's mainly for adults and adolescents as well, but we help with like resume building. We'll help with things in school, whether they need to get things prepare for college. We have an anger management group as well, and a social skills group that's really popular for our younger kids. So we kind of encompass a lot of the many different things. It's a both combination of group and individual with us, so they can get a little bit of everything.
That's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah.
And I'm all for starting young.
Yeah.
Because so many of the people I work with having a strong background in addiction and recovery treatment myself, I find that a lot of people that I work with now, some of which are in early recovery, but a lot of them grew up in addictive homes, so I do a lot of that inner child, ACA work with a lot of my clients. So, Robin, you are the
clinical supervisor.
So you're a little bit more of the modality approach of what's going on. So tell me a little bit about, what are some of the theories and techniques and things that you guys use there.
Right. So we have, we're blessed to have staff that is very knowledgeable in different areas and have certifications in different things like trauma, play therapy, and then our organization offers ongoing training to the staff. So annually we have trainings in different modalities. This year we did CBT. Last year everyone was trained in DBT. So we try to keep the staff abreast of everything that's going on so they can have the most up-to-date information and help the clients, but they're very flexible in their techniques depending on what the client is coming with, and they'll tell us their history of what has worked in the past, what isn't helpful for them. Like they might say, I don't particularly like DBT, so I want to do something else. So the staff is very knowledgeable and able to adjust to the needs of the client.
That sounds fantastic. Now, one of the things that I tend to do on my show is explain a little bit about, some of those different modalities. So you said CBT, DBT, they sound so familiar. So maybe, and I'm sure my clients have heard, clients and listeners have heard from you, but, your perspective, what are they and what's the difference between the two?
Well, the CBT
I'm putting you on the spot.
Cognitive behavioral therapy. So that's focused a lot more on taking it step by step, where you give the client a lot of homework assignments, stuff to think about at home and work on, and then bring that back to the next session, and just looking at scaling. So if today I say, how are you feeling? And you tell me, oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 4. But maybe by the end of the session, hopefully the therapist has done something to elevate that. So you might be at like a 7, but maybe just charting throughout the week. If someone say suffering from depression, so throughout the week, if you can kind of keep a record of how you're feeling using that same scale. Mm-hmm. And then when you come back for therapy, we can talk about, well, what made this day a 3 versus this day an 8, and try to look at some of those strengths to build up on so that we can kind of keep you above a 5 at all times, so that you're not constantly in this state of, feeling bad or feeling hopeless and nothing's going to work out for you. But if we can focus on what made you have those thoughts, because that obviously affected your behavior.
Right.
So that's what we want to focus on when you're using the CBT model.
Right. So, and that's, I use that quite a bit. I would say
I've been in the field, obviously, for a long time. I actually had the good fortune to be able to sit down with Albert Ellis for a full day workshop, which was fantastic. And as you know, he's very strong into CBT and rational emotive behavioral therapy, mm-hmm. which is just another flavor of the same thing.
Right, right.
So what is the difference then with the DBT?
The DBT is more of the mindfulness,
okay.
just kind of being at peace with yourself mm-hmm. and your thoughts, if you can get kind of to that plateau so that you're not maybe someone with anxiety that's always like, oh, everything's out of control, I have no control in my life, this is happening, that's happening. But if you can just find that peaceful space and then focus on things one at a time and maybe make yourself a list. This is the to-do list. I want to get to this place, but these are the steps I need to take. So let's start one by one so you can kind of keep an even keel to focus on what you want to accomplish.
There's so much that counseling offers. It's really incredible. And, you mentioned mindfulness. It's like such a buzzword anymore, even on the covers of magazines, practicing mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important that I think we incorporate that into what we do. So how many, I guess I'm wondering, how many people does your, practice, how many people do they see? How many do you see?
An average therapist caseload might be about 25 to 30 cases.
Wow.
And because we are IOP, we see them multiple times a week. So we see our clients 3 to 4 times throughout the week, where the traditional outpatient would just be the once a week.
Right.
So we do deal with a lot of adolescents and children, like Whitney was saying. So you might come one day and you have that individual, and then another day you're in a group. We want to incorporate the family in it. So we kind of mix everything up to give you the best treatment possible, because in a group you might not be as outspoken, you don't want to say anything, but then we can follow up in an individual session, like, what did that mean to you, did that trigger anything, and talk about it more in depth, where you might not want to do that in a group setting.
So I see that been established since 2011. Is that you've been here in Flemington that long, or how long has your practice been here in Flemington?
We've been a nonprofit since 2011.
Okay.
I think the company had started around 2006,
mm-hmm.
around 2006, in
West Orange.
Okay. That's kind of like the parent company. And then over the years, kind of expanded out to the different other counties.
Okay. So Flemington office has been here a little over a year.
A year.
March of this year. Maybe.
Okay.
One year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys really are new.
Yes.
So that's... I'm really glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Just to let Hunterdon County, because I promote a lot about Facebook, just in Hunterdon County specifically.
Yeah.
It's great because I think, I don't remember, I said before mm-hmm. we came on, Hunterdon County really is kind of low on services.
Okay.
Main mm-hmm. Street, there seems to be like a lot of counselors on Main Street.
Yes.
You've probably noticed that. But in terms of services like you're offering, mm-hmm. there really isn't that many.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to speak a little bit more to that. I think we have a uniqueness about us. We make our services affordable and accessible. So I think the transportation is huge for a lot of individuals and families who don't have it. They can't get to services because they can't get there. So we provide that transportation. We have about four vans, 15 seaters, and we can pick up from schools, we can pick up from homes, and we'll do the drop off back and forth. So single parents don't have to worry about
that's been a huge draw for a lot of our clients.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like not being able to get there at that certain time because they're working, so it helps them a lot when we say, we'll come pick you up, have your session, and we'll take you back home.
That's a fantastic perk
that
you offer your mm-hmm. clients. Absolutely. So we're mm-hmm. going to take a little bit of a commercial break.
Okay.
And we'll be back in just a few moments. And just want to welcome again Whitney Curry and Robin White from Quinion and Associates. And I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat.
Mm-hmm.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, hello and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And as you can see, I have two guests, Whitney Curry and Robin White, both from Quinion and Associates here in Flemington. And I know it's an unusual thing for me to have guests, but I'm really glad that they are here. So during the commercial break, I said that I wanted you to talk a little bit about your groups. I don't know if you could see this, but they offer a lot of different groups here, and I'd like you to talk about them.
Go ahead, Ms. Robin, from a clinical perspective.
Okay, so we form the groups based on needs. So if we have clients there and you see they're dealing with similar issues, then that would be the way to form a group. Like, oh, you know, we have all these teenage girls, like Whitney was talking about, maybe dealing with self-esteem, body issues. So we'll put them together in a group to talk about those issues, because sometimes it helps to know it's not just me
that's
dealing with it. So having that support network for themselves, and then it might bring out some more information. We also offer parenting skills groups because we have a relationship with DCPMP. So sometimes they might require clients that they're dealing with to take certain classes or groups. So we do a parenting skills group for them. And most times when they come in for that, they'll stay on as clients. And then their children, who may be out of the home at the time, they'll start coming. So we'll start doing family with them and just work with DCPMP if reunification is the goal of reaching everything they set in place. If they have to do substance abuse and couples counseling, anger management, social skills, whatever, we offer it all to them.
That's fantastic. because yeah, that's what you were saying, life skills and mm-hmm. Parenting skills, social skills, anger right. management. Yeah,
you get a lot for anger management, a lot from of probation, yeah, from DCVP.
Yeah, yeah. I've done some anger management groups.
Yep.
In my own little office space. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those things are really important in terms of life skills. Like, what are some of the things that you would do in a life skills group?
Resumes, how to dress for interviews, wow. how to speak in interviews, even like looking for an apartment, looking for a job. Balancing a checkbook, opening savings account, different things that we have adults that for whatever reason throughout their life never learn these skills. So they might not know how to run a household or maintain a budget. So those are the kind of things they would learn in that group.
That's fantastic. That's, you know, I've probably mentioned to people having worked at a halfway house, there's a mm-hmm. lot of life skill education, mm-hmm. you know, and back in the day, it was teaching people even how to go through the phone book. Who has a phone book? But, you know, I know, but, you know, it was things like that. And, you know, and because it was a residential program, just a little, you know, coming in and finding soap all over the kitchen. Well, I don't know. I put dish detergent in the wash, you know, the dishwasher.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just things like that we oftentimes take for granted, mm-hmm. not thinking that people don't know how to do it.
Yes.
And
right.
so offering life skills, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say, especially today, I mean, it's just, we're just really missing the mark in teaching people life skills. It's
right.
really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we rely too much on this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
do all that for us, and it really doesn't work. So tell me a little bit about the, because I'm seeing here you have quite a staff. So maybe you can tell me about, like, mm-hmm. you know, some of the staff and what they offer.
Well, first would be our CEO and administrator, which is Dr. Cassell, and he's the one that looks in this area. Like you were saying, this area is very much in need. When he's opening new offices, he does a lot of research mm-hmm. to see where the need is so that we can come in and fill that gap mm-hmm. in services. At the Flemington office, we have Carmen Ward, who's our clinical coordinator, so she's responsible for the day-to-day operations of that office. Mm-hmm. Whitney is the outreach coordinator. She goes out and gets us new clients, gets the word out about our service being available, and brings them in. She does a lot of the intakes and just assisting in the office with the clients, like client management. Mm-hmm. During time you might be waiting to see a therapist or waiting for that van to take you home. And then we have two other therapists, Brittany and Cynthia, who see their caseload of the 25 to 30, which Carmen
okay.
carries a caseload as well
okay.
as the clinical coordinator.
Okay.
And then we have an administrative assistant that she schedules the appointments or deals with clients calling in. We also have an APN on site, mm-hmm. so that person is there once a week for medication management.
Great.
And then we have our transportation staff that
okay.
does the great work for us of picking a client
yeah.
up and bringing
no, that's
them
in. Fantastic.
Yep.
So you do provide medication for your clients then?
We do. We
mm-hmm.
have an APN that can
okay.
prescribe if needed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to offer. I just had a question in my head and it just disappeared. I hate when that happens. Here it is. So tell my listeners how to get in touch with you.
Well, they can simply just give us a call at our 908-237-3826 number. They can speak with either the administrative assistant or myself, and we will take their information over the phone. If they do have a referral form, they can always scan it over, fax it over, and we can get them scheduled. We get them in pretty quickly. We don't have any waiting lists, not for the intakes, not for our APN. We can generally get them in within like 24 hours.
That's fantastic.
So we're very quick.
So one more time with the phone number.
908-237-3826.
Okay, and I'll have you give that again.
Yeah.
A little bit later into this show. So what is your success rate? Or how do you determine your success
rate? Right, that's what
success.
I was gonna say.
How do you determine your success rate?
I guess we would determine it based on the goals they set when they come in. What do they want to accomplish? What's in their treatment plan? What do they want to see? What areas they want to see improve? So we update those every 90 days. So we're constantly reassessing. Because okay. You might come in with one issue, and then 3 months in, you say, you know what? I really want to work on this. So we might change the treatment plan. Or you've hopefully accomplished that goal, and so we'll change it and put something else in. So that's how we gauge it, is by those treatment plans. And then sometimes we have the people that come in for, like, say, through probation, they have to do so many weeks of anger management or substance abuse. So the goal would be by the end of that you're abstinent, you're not using that substance anymore. At least you significantly decrease. So it would go, I would say, client by client on what success would look like. But basically we would use that treatment plan. Are you reaching those goals that we set forth for you?
That's excellent. Do you find with the adolescents, I guess the question is, you know, how many are coming in with addiction issues? Or is it the majority of them, or are they coming in with depression, anxiety, trauma? What, you know, how would you break it down with the adolescents?
Whitney does the intake, so
let her answer. I would say we've had some with some addiction issues. It's not anything really severe.
Okay.
We do see a lot with depression and anxiety. I think those are the main two mental health disorders that we see just across the board, depression, anxiety. And then trauma is definitely on the rise. I know we have another staff member who's saying she came from a different location and is now in Flemington, and saying that the trauma is actually more prevalent in this area for whatever reason. But
Hunterdon County is very interesting. It's like one of the wealthiest counties in the country.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of denial.
Yes.
Because I think the wealth of the county keeps people from seeing things
their issues.
Yes. Yes.
And that, so not only does the county itself not offer, like, there's services that if I want them, I have to go to Somerville to get the services, because they're not offered here.
Right,
and
right.
Somerville has said, okay, well, Hunterdon County, send your people our way, which is really unfortunate, because it doesn't mean we don't have them.
Right, right, right.
It just means we don't offer the services. So I don't remember where I was going with that train of thought. But, you know, it's something that getting that word out. And
yeah.
I mean, I remember, and I'm not sure where the high school is at this point, but they were doing drug testing when they had concern for, because they stopped doing that. Like, how do you stop doing that? Like, there's such a high level of, you know, addiction.
Addiction, right.
You know, and heroin addiction in this county.
Right.
That, you know, be in denial. Don't be in denial. I know it's part of the whole package, but
right,
you know,
I think, like you were saying, it's a very taboo subject, so we don't want it known that we have this issue, so we just kind of ignore it and don't do anything about it. But unfortunately, that just gets worse. So then we'll get the families in when it's kind of to the extreme point.
Exactly.
But it's been going on for a while, and you were in denial, like you said, and not seeking any help, because then I have to admit that something is wrong. Sometimes parents may blame themselves that my child is making these poor choices.
Yeah.
So it's better to, in their minds, to just not say anything.
I know.
Than
and
to
it's,
deal with
and
it.
It's really sad, because then the child suffers. Not just as a child, but as an adult, their adult relationships, society suffers. I mean, it's a domino effect.
Absolutely.
So,
And I mean, the other side is when some parents do seek the help, but it's kind of like the kids are mandated clients. They don't want to be there. So they're not fully engaged in the treatment, because as a teen, they're thinking, you know, I got this. Don't worry about it. I don't need any help. So they're more of a resistant client to have in. So,
absolutely.
And then sometimes the parents are like, well, I'm not going to keep fighting to bring him in every week. He doesn't want to come.
Yeah, I've had clients like that.
Yeah.
And they're difficult to work with and to you know, win them over, you know, and help break through that mindset that they have, that they don't need counseling. Personally, I think everybody could benefit from a little counseling. You know, and one of the things that I promote is, you know, I say, well, you know, we go get an annual checkup, we get our oil changed, you know, we do all these things, but we don't get a mental health checkup.
I like that.
Even if I just go in for one session and I just say, these are things that are going on, and just want to make sure that I'm kind of right. handling things okay right. in my life, and that may be sufficient.
Right.
You know, or you might find out, actually, it sounds like you may have a little depression
yeah.
or
mm-hmm.
you know, something else is going on, and you know, why don't we just nip it in the bud mm-hmm. before it really gets out of hand? Which would be like, you know, going to the doctor, oh, you're borderline diabetic, you know, let's deal with it now before
yeah,
it gets bad.
Worse. Yes,
right?
yes.
So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I do promote that. So speaking of promoting, I guess what I'm wondering, how do you guys, or how does Quenya and Associates promote good mental health in the community in general? Like, how do you... I know you're doing this, but what are mm-hmm. the other things that you do to sort of
get the
word out?
We try to get involved as much as we can whenever there's events, when they allow providers or just members of the community to have like tables, we try to partake in that to just talk about our services and how this could benefit people with mental health issues. I attend kayak meetings, I attend Bacata meetings and try to get my input there and try to listen to the need and be part of the conversation. I think that's super important to see what's going on in the community and how else we can help. We try to take in, like Robin said, we try to take suggestions from the community. So by being out and listening to what the need is, it's helping us and it's also helping the clients in return.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to ask, like, there's a 4-H fair event coming up. Are you guys going to be at that?
We were there last year. Yeah, we were there last year.
Okay.
We've had some changes in our staff and in okay. the, you know, the clinic, so we've just been around and doing other
okay.
things. But we did partake in that last year, and it was great. We did reach some people. We were able to talk about Quenyan and be a part of that. So it was a good time last year.
Good. Yeah, and I know because you said that you're members of the chamber.
Yes. Yes.
That they had Community Day. Did you do Community Day?
No, we did it. We did it. Yeah, we were a part of Community Day. I have been to some events. We do like the Leeds Exchange, which
okay.
is something they do every month,
yep.
and that's a great way to meet new people, and we've had some individuals who have their own business who've contributed to ours as well, so we kind of connect with the chamber in that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. It's one of the things that, as a member of the chamber, that I've always said, I probably benefit from doing those Leeds things, but as I said, I'm chief cook and bottle washer, so they happen either too early in the morning for me.
Because
a lot of times I'm still in my office at 8:00 at night, so I'm not going to 7:30 in the morning anything.
Yeah, right.
You know, or I've got clients, so I
yeah.
don't go. But I'm really glad to hear that you are going to those things, because it really is promoting good mental health.
Yes,
it's just such a need.
Yes, yes.
So we actually have to take another little commercial
okay.
break. This is going to be our last one.
Okay.
And I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I'll be back in just a few moments with our guests, Whitney Curry and Robin White from Quenyan and Associates.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-8111. 1-800-273-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirol, your host for the program. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor.net. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can make an appointment. You can make a comment about the show or leave an idea for a topic. I'd love to hear from you. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. So, and I'm also on LinkedIn. So please look me up and follow me. Make any suggestions. That would be fantastic. So as you see, and as you hopefully have been listening, I've got two guests. And they're
Whitney Curry
and Robin White from Quenyon Associates. They are here in Flemington on Main Street. They're at this end of town, 200.
I'm
at that end of town, Main Street also. So we're basically neighbors.
We're neighbors,
and,
yeah.
And we're all here really on the same mission.
Yes.
Which is to work with people struggling with mental health issues and life skill issues. And, you know, people don't have to suffer. So one of the things that you had said, which I don't think I had necessarily realized that, looking at your information, is that you're a nonprofit.
Yes.
So tell us about that and how that functions for you, how that helps being a nonprofit.
Well, we're able to give back to the community and also our clients. So we do events, back-to-school events, Thanksgiving, Christmas events, and we seek donations from local vendors like Walmart, Costco, ShopRite, and they've donated quite a bit to us. We have a back-to-school event coming up actually this month, and we're going to be giving out backpacks and school supplies, and we received some donations from Costco and from ShopRite. In the past, they've given us food. We have Wawa that provides us meals for our clients because we do give that to them when they come for their sessions on a daily basis. So Wawa always gives us a couple bags full of sandwiches and hot dogs. So, they're just so gracious to us. So being a nonprofit, we're able to get that support from the community.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell us about this back-to-school event that you're having.
Yeah, so we're throwing it mainly for our clients. We're going to be supplying them with, the backpacks and then also the school supplies. We're going to be doing, a little barbecue, some activities, and just a time for them to get ready and get their back-to-school necessities. And then the following month in September, we're going to be throwing an open house. So that's going to be more open for the community to come and check out what we have. So then we'll be able to talk more about services, give tours, have them meet the staff, have some food. It's going to be a fun time.
So when is that in September?
I think we're going to be looking at probably towards the end. Okay. If not the end, then maybe early October, somewhere around that.
Okay.
We have to finalize the date. Okay. But that's what we're looking at right now.
All right. That sounds great.
Yeah.
If anyone is interested in coming to that open house,
where can they
contact you? And
Well, they can always give us a call, and I'm also going to be making some flyers that I'll be distributing, especially to some of the meetings that I attend. That kind of goes out in a mass email. We'll be handing them out probably on Main Street as well, kind of just opening it up to the public. So we'll do some advertising.
That's really great. And, you know, one of the things that I'm also really, so pleased about with your group is that you work with adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
I was just at the 4-H fair in Somerset County, and, what is it called? Earth. I can't remember. It's but it's been a place for, like, ever. I mean,
okay.
I've been in this field for 33 years. I started with the youth shelter in Somerset County. It's just going out of my head. Did that three times today.
It'll come back.
Yeah, it'll come back. but it really is a place for adolescents to go and just, you know, after school and have a safe place.
Nice.
And, you know, and there's nothing here. You know, we're the county seat, and there's nothing here for adolescents to even go,
mm-hmm.
you know, shoot some hoops or
skateboard
or there's nothing.
Like a rec center. Like
exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, I know you guys are offering, you know, mainly counseling,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that I'm a good brainstormer. You know, expanding to which I think would also attract more kids to coming in and
we definitely incorporate that into our therapy mm-hmm. services. Like throughout the summertime, we've been doing weekly trips. So we do mm-hmm. incorporate that as part of the therapy because when we take you out in public, we're looking at your social skills, your peer interaction. So that's a time to use some of the skills you learned in therapy while also for the kid, they're having fun doing it. So I think it's tomorrow actually going to Freehold to I Play America. We're taking a group of kids. And then at our facility, if people come by 200 Main Street, you'll see that we have like a swing set for the smaller kids. We have basketball hoop. So sometimes when the kids are done with their session, they will go outside mm-hmm. and just use that as free time, maybe when they're waiting for the van to pick them up. So we do have some things there. Inside, we have the foosball table.
Air hockey.
The air hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
So while
yeah.
they're waiting in our waiting area, they can kind of socialize with their peers and just unwind. We're picking them up from school. They can maybe relax for a few minutes before they have their session or before they go home. So we do kind of offer some recreational services.
That's great.
In addition to our therapy.
Yeah, no, that's really great. So, you know, if somebody's walking by, they may see some kids in the backyard, mm-hmm. I'll say it.
Yeah, yeah.
On swings and may actually pique some curiosity.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's really a good thing.
Absolutely.
So do you guys take insurance? Medicaid and some things like
that. Yeah, so that's another good thing about Kuenyan is that we make the services very affordable. So I think a bulk of our clients do have the NJ Medicaid. That's something that we accept. We take most private insurances like Horizon, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. We take TRICARE. We accept self-pay, sliding scale fee for those who, are looking for a more affordable way to pay. And we'll kind of work with the family. If they're not working, unemployed, we'll work with them in a way that they can afford the services. So we don't really turn people away.
Yeah,
it's the most important thing.
That's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
And I say to my clients, because I do a sliding scale also,
yeah.
I don't want therapy to be an additional burden.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Right. So the fact that you know, and some therapists are like, no, this is, you know, what
yes,
I charge.
Yes, yes.
I'm not sure how they stay in practice that way, but they do.
Right,
And I think that that's a fantastic thing, because it really makes, again, accessibility that much more easy to, you know, to come to you.
Yeah.
It's enough just to, I have to admit, I've got a problem and I need help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, and it's going to cost me.
Right. Exactly, you know.
Yeah, and it's not just the cost, it's the time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
So,
and that's why we try to have a fast turnaround time when they call. I know some places will say, oh, it's like a 3-month waiting list. But like, if you would have called today, Whitney would try to schedule you no later than Friday to come in for that intake appointment.
Right.
That's fantastic.
And begin services the next week.
Yeah.
Like you said, you don't know what was that breaking point for them to make the
call.
So then to be told, oh, we can't accept your insurance, or we can't see you for another 2 months. That's not very helpful.
No, it's not. And that happens so often.
Yes.
You know, I've got clients that come in and, you know, I might suggest that they also see a psychiatrist, and then I give them several names, and sometimes like, oh, it's a 6-month waiting list. It's like, it's just really so sad.
That's sad. It is.
It is. Sad. So I'm really glad to hear that you guys, you know, offer that service pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
If I had a client that, let's say, I thought they might need medication, but they're working with me, can I refer them to you for medication, or?
No, we usually only see our clients that are being seen at our clinic our psychiatrist.
Okay, because that's for any other counselor or therapist that might be listening. That's important for them to know that. So, but I myself get adolescents in, and I know that, you know, sometimes having them come to a place like, you know, offer the things that you offer would be a lot more helpful.
Yeah.
You know, just because I don't do group and that kind of thing.
Right.
And so it's really glad to know that you're just really up the street.
Yes. And we're here.
Yeah. So, one of the things that I guess I'm also wondering, is like, what is the length of time that people, in other words, if I'm struggling with depression, like, how long, you know, and I get clients ask me that a lot, like, how long is it going to take till I feel better?
Right. And I would say that depends on the client, like the ones that we have referred for specifically parenting skills or anger management, we could give them more of a definitive timeline to say, okay, you'll be here for like 3 months. But the other ones that are coming with, like, depression or the PTSD, there's no magic wand to say, I'm going to cure you in 6 months.
Right.
So it's an ongoing process that's continuously reevaluated to see, are they still in need of the service?
So I'm glad to hear that. And it doesn't sound like you base, you know, how often we're going to see someone necessarily on what their insurance
pays.
Right.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because so many times, as you know, it's like, oh, well, I need treatment and my insurance covers a week, you know, and it's just not sufficient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What about other kinds of support groups like, you know, AA or Smart Recovery? Do you work with any of those or suggest any of those?
Well, I think Whitney does a great job of making relationships with other people in the area. So if it's a service we don't have, we can call up. Whitney will have a contact to say, hey, I know who does it. And then vice versa, they'll say, I can send you to Quinya. So she does great with building those community relationships.
Okay. Exactly.
Great. Well, I know. I mean, I don't really know you very much. I only met you that one time.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, you're really good at pursuing, you know,
thank you.
which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's important.
It is important.
You know, they're our priority. So if there's something that we're lacking and we know that another place has it, we're obviously going to try our best to work with them so that they can get all the services that they need.
Yeah. Do you have like an alumni program?
We don't actually, but that's an interesting point. I mean, in some of our older facilities, we do have clients that are no longer current clients, but they do come back, whether it's to be a part of activity or volunteer to help, or at times we've even hired some part-time, like after they've been out of the program for a while.
Yeah.
So it definitely makes a lasting impression because we still have them contacting us and wanting to keep in touch with their therapist, even for an update to just say, this is how I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have an established group of like former clients. We don't. I know some places do that, like halfway houses, and they'll come back for like annual events. That's actually a great idea.
That kind of thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So something to think
about. There you go. Yeah.
Give you more work. More. To do.
I like it.
Yeah. So again, if If somebody wants to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can just simply give us a call at our office number, which is 908-237-3826.
Or they can stop by 200 Main Street, or they can also go on our website, Quinion and Associates. It's spelled out A-N-D and okay. associates.org.
Okay. And do you guys have like Facebook or LinkedIn or anything like that? Are you guys doing any of that social media as of yet?
We don't have a huge social media presence. I think okay. we do have a Facebook page that's kind of for all the offices, but that's kind of in the works.
Okay.
So
okay.
like what Robin said, they probably have a better chance of coming to the office and checking it out or going to our website
okay.
or giving us a call. Yeah.
Yeah. So I encourage you guys to work on
yeah.
that.
Social media.
Social media.
Yeah, you know, it makes my head explode. but I do it anyway. Just, again, I'm going to say, for me, it's really, you know, getting out. And when I say social media, I don't usually, like, say, oh, we're at Fridays having whatever.
Yeah. You know,
I like, it's really more about promoting mental health
yes.
is really, really how I use those things.
That's great.
Mostly. So mm-hmm. definitely I'm going to encourage you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll take that in. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, there's, and I'll say the other thing that I've done is like, I've liked different community pages.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I probably have about 30 different Hunterdon County community pages. So this morning, one of the things that I did is I posted this show, letting people know that you're going to be
okay.
right
connecting that way. Yeah,
right. And I even
good.
Got a couple of responses.
All right.
People going, oh man, they're fantastic.
Oh great.
So I wanted you to know that I did get feedback.
That's awesome.
You know, from promoting my show from people that know of you or have worked with you or are working with you.
Right.
And so I just wanted you to know
oh,
that.
Oh, thank you.
So that hopefully will encourage you guys to do that.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's we've got to remove the stigma.
Absolutely.
We just have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's, people are suffering.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. There is help.
Yeah.
And you guys are part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, working together as a team.
Yeah.
Whoever we work together
absolutely.
As a team is really important.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. So.
Definitely.
Let me see. Where are we? We're actually at the end of our show. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Us.
Thank
sure,
you so
thank
much.
You
this was great.
Here, and I definitely encourage you guys to see about getting your own show because there's so much to talk about with mental health.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys will continue to do well and maybe we'll get back together and do this
sure.
again another time.
Sure, we'd like that.
Or when you have your show, you get me on.
Yeah. Return the favor.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you very much and have a great summer and good luck with Quinion and Associates.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I want to wish everyone good mental health. And I will not be here next week, so you'll get a rerun. Not sure what it is yet. And stay in touch. Follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News.
Today, closing arguments kicked off in the trial of Paul Manafort, who is charged with tax evasion and bank fraud. Both counsels requested 2 hours for closing arguments, and then the jury will get the case. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach won the Republican nomination for governor, ousting the incumbent in the state's